As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And somewhere out there, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We do have breakfast on the table, but more importantly, we have a thunderstorm and a high winds warning overhead, and I'm looking up and seeing the sky, and it's rather pea green, which indicates that there may be trouble today. Perhaps tornadoes in Missouri land. Anyway, welcome to our Friday, May the 8th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become a Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. We're on the web, and hopefully we'll be able to keep our connections to the web up as this storm progresses. The real epicenter and all of that came through about 35 minutes ago. Winds maybe over 70, 80 miles an hour. Everything flying around in the wind. Very interesting morning so far developing. My name is William Roberts, and I don't know whether I have any news for you today or not, but we're definitely going to get into some hard facts and look at some history. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, well, then don't feel bad, because I'm a little bit perplexed about what's developing outside around me. Nevertheless, this is the home of philosophical radicalism. We're going to cover some philosophical radicalism today. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can sign in, pick a name, and become vocal local in the oraclebroadcasting.com chat room, or simply pick up the telephone and call in throughout the broadcast. And if we go off the air, well, we've gone off the air, so you'll just have to deal with that. I'll deal with it as best as I can, and hopefully everything will be just fine, and we'll get to a 11 o'clock bell without any incidents here. You can also pick up the telephone again and call 866-841-1065 from around America to around the world, or 512-904-8014. Those are the numbers. If you want to jump on board, you're welcome to do so today. You can also send your ideas for guest show topics and news to me via email at host@vocallocal.org. So we fire up that chainsaw tongue of mine. And for those without internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri. That is Box 96, Exeter, Missouri, 65647. A big shout out to Liberty Radio in Owensville, Micro 1650 and AM Buffalo, 94.3 Elgin, Texas. Thank you all, gentlemen, for carrying this broadcast on your micros. Love it. Love it. Love it. Okay, websites again, vocallocal.org, ozarksvoter.info. The listener call-in number is 866-841-1065, and the Oracle chat room is open. Gold was hammered down in early trading this morning, losing all the gains it made yesterday, a very striking blow to gold. It dropped down not a lot of money dollar-wise, but it went right back to where it was yesterday. We'll talk about that in a moment. Oriental despotism, Persian anarchy, more about anarchy. We'll figure out some of that. That's probably where we'll spend most of the day today. And, of course, we'll take your calls and much more. Let's go into those market reports for Friday, May the 8th. 2009, active trading as of 9:10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. 9 o'clock found me busy trying to find out what's happening with the weather. That was very interesting. Anyway, gold was up $3.90, trading at $913.90. Silver was up 16 cents, trading at $13.95. Platinum was up $2 at $1,147. Palladium up $3 to $241. Where are they going to go today? I don't know. It's going to be rather interesting. We'll see. It is Friday. This is the day that they like to smash everything back down to zero again. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed yesterday off 102 points, trading 8,410 virtually. The NASDAQ off 42.86 yesterday, closing at 17,1624. The S&P off 12.14. Everything's going down there in the financials. The S&P down 12.14 at 907.39. We'll pick it up on the other side and get this broadcast rolling. Stay with us.
Are
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home for the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over two decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skin care, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we are back once again right here on the Friday, May the 8th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. That's oraclebroadcasting.com. As you mentioned in the beginning segment of the broadcast, we do have a storm right overhead here in southwest Missouri. Lots of lightning action going on. No indication that it's going to rotate and go into a tornado land. No sirens blaring or anything. So we'll just proceed and hope we can get through this broadcast without any incident. My name again is William Roberts. We're going to the market reports as of 9:10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. 10 minutes late getting that on the getting that information off the web this morning. Nevertheless, it was fortunate that I did hit it at that exact time because I was able to see this spike downward that occurred in the gold trading market, in the spot gold market. Let's finish out that report for today. Again, gold was trading up $3.90 at $913.90. Silver up 16 cents at $13.95. Platinum up $2 to $1,147. Palladium up $3 to $241. The Dow Jones, the NASDAQ, the S&P, they were all down off the, they all closed down yesterday. Where they'll go today, we'll see. The USDX, the dollar index, off 23 basis points so far in the morning trading at 83.62. Crude oil was up $1.18 to $57.89. We're getting closer to that $60 a barrel price range. The London gold fix, we brought that up yesterday. I'm going to probably start including that in our daily. The London gold fix is set at $917.50. Yesterday it was $912 and change, and that's very close to where we did close. So, you know, they're setting the prices in the morning and in the afternoon in London for the gold, and it may very well be that, except on rare occasions, we'll find that it closes right where they said it did. So, you know, we're sitting inside of this rigged market and just basically watching it, keeping track of what the people behind the curtain are doing. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market, 909.50 for a low and 920.90 for a high so far, for a upward move of $30.70 year on year over where we were at last year. That's 3.48% return on investment as it stands. Again, lightning, the lights are dimming and flickering here. Hopefully we'll be able to keep the internet connection running and my power will stay on throughout the broadcast. Let's go into those foreign exchange rates a little bit. The Canadian dollar up a bit, just a tiny bit today, still at the 86 cents per dollar range. The Mexican peso standing strong at 8 cents. The euro running about $1.35 if you wanted to buy euros today. British pounds, $1.51. So that's the economic news, the financial news, and that's all of the economic and financial news I'm going to put out today. I spent a little bit of time on the internet this morning looking, and I found nothing more than just a regurgitorium. It was the same kind of drivel we've been hearing for quite a while. There's not a lot to report. I think at this time, a lot of the writers out there are just kind of going around and around in a circle, trying to figure out what's going to happen in the time that lies ahead economically. We're in a system that is rigged from one end to the other, and all we can do is watch and see what the money masters do and then chart and report on the fallout when we find it. Bilderberg meeting coming up next week. We'll look for that. The financial, the job market reports and all of those sort of things. Just going round and around, but it's basically just bad news from one end to the other as far as the economics are concerned. So let's go back to our study of anarchism and anarchy and inquiry into the origins and history of anarchy. I'd like to move forward in this. We've had a wonderful opportunity to be joined by a guest, and that took us down Senate Bill 787 range. And we've talked yesterday about this idea of sustainable capitalism as the wave of the future, my man. And so now that we understand where we're going financially, let's go back and look at some of these critters that have caused grief in the past. And we went to our dictionary study and we found out that anarch, just by simply breaking the word up, anarchism or anarch, it indicates not, or the an is a prefix, it indicates not or without. And then arch indicates a ruler or a leader. And then we've gone through various and sundry studies as to who these leaders and rulers and magistrates have been in the past, and we're going to find out more about it. It's rather interesting as a study in that it gives us an idea that there has been a ongoing desire by the people for thousands of years to come out from underneath the jackboot, if you will, of all of the various and sundry strongmen, the mighty men of valor and all that, the strongmen who have hijacked the world, really. You could say world history, but they've done more than that. It wasn't just the history. They were making the history as they were going through it. But they basically, in all of the generations and in all of the centuries, various men have hijacked the world. And so we're seeing another hijacking of the world now around us as we move away from what used to be all of these various and sundry nation states, if you will, to this idea or this concept of a one world government or a GPS global governance system. So let's go back to ancient Persia. Very interesting part in this study because we're going to introduce the Zoroastrians in here, and Zoroastrians have a very strong impact on all modern religion and the religions of their days. It's almost a coin toss as to who was the most influential, but surely the Zoroastrians have had more impact, I think, on shaping modern religions than anyone else. So let's go into that. We talked about the Chaldeans. We've talked about the Egyptians. We've looked at the Mesopotamia area, the Tigris to Euphrates, as they go through various transformations, and we find ourselves in with the Persians. We started out this study talking about the Persians, and I'll just give you a little bit of an opening again. I am working from a textbook. I'm making great progress towards finishing this textbook. This is it's called Western Civilization, the sixth edition. It was published by Norton, but it's written by Edward McNall Burns. This author is doing a fantastic job. I would have loved to have studied history under a competent professor out of this textbook. It would have been a great opportunity. And so here we go. Comparatively little is known about the Persians before the 6th century B.C. Up to that time, they appear to have led an obscure and peaceful existence on the eastern shore of the Persian Gulf. Isn't it funny? Here we are, a couple of thousand years later, and all of the attention of the world is over on the Persian Gulf again. But here are these Persians that were relatively obscure, and there's very little known or comparatively little known about them before the 6th century B.C. They had developed an elaborate religion, but the people themselves had made very little progress. They had no system of writing. They did not have a spoken language closely related to Sanskrit and to the languages of modern and ancient Europe. In other words, they're somewhat Indo-European. It's for this reason alone, and not because of the race, that they're accurately referred to as an Indo-European people. We'll pick it up on the other side of this break and continue. Stay with us.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, "Information is the currency of democracy." Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monkey is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Okay, and so we have returned once again. So let's go into this now and proceed. I want to move quickly through this. I'm not going to give all of the information that is contained in this textbook in regards to the civilization of ancient Persia. Largely in this study, we're looking for two things. One is the political ramifications of the various people, and also their religious orientation, insofar as these priesthoods have basically blurred the boundary, if you will, and at this particular time, they were combined as the leading force in the various cultures that rose into civilizations during these thousands of years that we're looking at. And it's a result of that, of the mindset of the leadership, these archons, the cadres, all of the various and sundry families, the strong men, the mighty men of valor. It's their mindset that then turns around and influences, infects almost, the minds of the people, and then that translates out into their actions. And so we know something about success or the failure of their belief systems based upon looking at their record of successes and failures in life. And I'm afraid, you know, if we fail to look at that today, not really afraid, but I'm aware that if we fail to look at that today, then we don't understand where we've been led by so many people that have been out there, you know, basically knocking over the apple cart and kicking all of the props out from underneath Western man over this last 500 years to the point now where he's ripe for overthrow, just as the Romans, the Persians, the Mesopotamians, the Egyptians all have in the past. So we go through it here. In 559 BC, a prince named by the name of Cyrus became king of a southern Persian tribe, and about 5 years later he made himself ruler over all of the Persians, and then developed an ambition of dominion over his neighboring peoples. And as Cyrus the Great, he has gone down in history as one of the most sensational conquerors of all time. Within the short space of 20 years, he founded a vast empire larger than any that had previously existed. So we can see that these transitions occurred in those days very abruptly, just as the transitions that occurred from William Jefferson Clinton through Jorge Bush. These things can occur rapidly. They make broad, sweeping changes, but certainly it's in the life of the strong man here, Cyrus the Great, 20 years, the strength of his manhood so far, that he's built this vast empire, and largely it was because he was forking a horse and swinging a sword and had a lot of people following him. Unlike today, where you wait until all of the action is done and then you sit on the carrier, you know, you land on a carrier deck out in the middle of the Persian Gulf where you're nice and safe, and you wear your flight suit and step out of the back seat of an airplane and you know, you're supposed to be the great conqueror here. The war's over, job's done. Well, that's a bunch of nonsense. Certainly no leadership in that. Dropping down through here the article, Darius the First, or the Great, as he is somewhat inaccurately called, ruled over the empire from 521 to 486 BC. So we see that he's the successor here of Cyrus, because the great conqueror died in 529. Apparently, the book says, as the result of wounds received in a war with barbarian tribes. So you can see they put themselves on the line here. When they went to war, they were swinging the sword and riding the horse, and they could be killed and often were died in battle. Anyway, Darius the First, or the Great, as he is somewhat inaccurately called, ruled over the empire from 521 to 46 BC. So you can see we're closing the gap here now. We're within a strong bow shot of coming into the Common Era, when all of the calendars changed, and that's a huge study in itself. The early years of his reign, that would be Darius, the early years of his reign were occupied by the suppressing of revolts of subject people and improving the administrative organization of the state. In both of these tasks, he achieved considerable success. And so there's a lot of the, you know, having to go around and stomp out the various little fires and flames of all of the people that had been overthrown, just like we're dealing with now in the Near East. We're going to have to continue to deal with these insurgents, if you will. And on another study, we'll go into the meaning of militants and insurgents and political gladiators and all of that. But nevertheless, he was having to deal with that, and he was having to improve the organization of his administration of this huge area. Dropping down even further in the articles here, the decisive defeat of the Persians in a, and I'm not going to go into the war, in this war, proved to be the turning point in their history. The offensive power of the empire was now definitely shattered, and since the interests of the people had been centered upon military glory, the one unifying influence was broken. The nation sank slowly into stagnation and into decay. So I've just intentionally jumped over the war that they had with the Greeks, and we'll just leave that to another study. But the important part here is because in so much as they had built their empire upon war, when they lost horribly, the nation itself sank slowly into stagnation and decay. The last century and a half of its existence was marked by frequent assassinations, revolts of provincial governors, and barbarian invasions, and until finally in 330 BC, its independence was annihilated by the armies of Alexander the Great. So we can see here in this idea of marked by frequent assassinations and the revolts of provisional governors, this concept of anarchy. And it's textbook, by definition, really, in the way that it has unfolded over the centuries, because it's these assassinations that marked all the way up into the 1800s the identifying characteristic of anarchs or anarchists. So we'll continue. But again, finally in 330 BC, its independence was annihilated by the armies of Alexander the Great. We're going to go down a little bit further here. In theory, the Persian king was an absolute monarch, there's our arch again, ruling by the grace of the God of Light. All right? In theory, the Persian king was an absolute monarch ruling by the grace of the God of Light. And this would be your idea of the divine rule of the king. But we have an absolute monarch, absolutism, as a priest king in the Persian king. No constitution or principles of justice limited his sovereign authority. In practice, he was required to defer to the chief nobles of the realm and to pay some regard to ancient customs, to the traditional laws of the Medes and Persians. For purposes of local government, the empire was divided into 21 provinces, each under a satrap or civil governor. Going down, dropping down some more. Military powers were entrusted to the commander of the garrisons throughout the province, and then dropping down more. The king sent out special inspectors once a year with a powerful guard to visit each of these provinces and investigate the conduct of the king of the government. These officials, known as, quote, thought this was rather interesting, the capital E eyes and capital E ears of the capital K king, the eyes and the ears of the king. Early CIA, maybe. These officials, they went out and they inspected and investigated the conduct of the government in these various provinces. So you could see that we'd have similarities of people investigating and keeping track of the governments of the very several states. And in the states, having a relationship, a strong relationship with the counties and the county commissioners to investigate and monitor the progress of the government of the counties. So much as times change, things remain the same. Rebellions of the satraps were among the principal causes of Persia's downfall. Anarchy. Be right back.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Amazon.com has been become a leader in online retail. It is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we are back, and we're looking into this Persian culture so that we can understand a little bit more about the study of anarchy. And we find here that these eyes and the ears of the kings were generally members of the royal family or others whom the monarch could especially trust. And elaborate and costly though this system was, it worked so ineffectively that rebellions of the satraps were among the principal causes of Persia's downfall. I mean, you come in with a sword, you conquer with a sword, and you go around bullying and bashing on people and taxing the daylights out of them, and they're not going to be happy with that. And this is not something that's unique to the founders of our country. This is something that has such historical precedent behind it that, you know, it really goes without saying, but nevertheless, if we can follow through these various little steps and see how this is developed, and if we can remember the verse from the Bible where the one known as Jesus in the modern text, or Yeshua, or however you want to call him, here's what he said again. This is out of the New Testament. This is out of Mark 10:42 through 10:44. This is where we find this word archo and archons, which make up the root of anarch. But he says, ye know that they which are accounted to rule over the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and their great ones exercise authority upon them, but so shall it not be among you. You see. In other words, if it, you know, I guess you could use it this way, like a preacher, if Jesus be for it, how can you be against it? And this is this concept of anarchy. And we can see where it comes from. And that's kind of where we're going in this study. So again, we can see that this provinces, kind of like counties, or you could look at England, and it's set up about the same way, who had their lords chosen for them, placed into place, you know, when William the Conqueror came over and set up the same kind of a deal. They revised the law, they revised the landholding, they went through. It's like when Horhi and the Bush and the rest of them, we go into Afghanistan and beat the snake snot out of them, and we go into Iraq and do the same over there, and we turn their whole system upside down and inside out and pillage their whole process. And then we turn around and we hand them their little puppet governors. These are the satraps that we're setting up over them. But we can see that this idea then of trying to manage or administer or govern in a situation like that, it is so elaborate and costly, and it works so ineffectively that the obvious outcome is nothing but rebellion, rebellion, and rebellion. And it's demonstrated by frequent assassinations and all of these various and sundry other things. So knowing what we know here from just this little study of history, and we've got much more to go, one has to ask the question, knowing that this has never worked in thousands of years, this form of rulership or leadership, knowing that this form of administration has never worked and has zero chance of ever working, then we have to ask the question, why is it then that this is the course that is being pursued by the neocons? And you'll hear the rain coming down heavily on my skylights right over my studio. Can't help that. It's just letting me know that it's pouring like crazy out there. I hope it doesn't distract too much. But let's continue. So nearly all the activities of the imperial government were directed to the ends of military efficiency and political security. And so we can see here the parallel today with the United States of America, as with the Persians at this time period. Nearly all of the activities of the imperial government were directed to the ends of military efficiency and political security. If you were to very carefully dissect our economy right now, other than things like the Lazy Boys, you know, factory here in Southwest Missouri, or the bearing companies here in this area, or some of the people that make the Fasco makes fans and blowers and things like that. Other than that, a lot of the manufacturing, our export industry, is organized around military devices. And so we can see that we have this idea that our whole government is directed to the ends of military efficiency. And then, through all of the legislation that has come down the pike since 1999 or thereabouts, this has all been pointing towards this political security. It's not our security. We're not defending our nation. I think that even though that we have probably made the best enemies that money could ever buy, most of the people on the planet Earth would just assume we would stop our nonsense. I mean, I can tell you firsthand from listening to shortwave on September the 11th of 2001 and September the 12th, from all around the world on international shortwave, the recurrent theme was that the United States needed desperately to change its foreign policy. There was very little discussion about whether or not there were any people wearing, you know, head wraps or turbans or anything like that involved with the demolition of the World Trade Center buildings and shooting down, you know, our own aircraft by our military, shooting down aircraft over Pennsylvania. There was no discussion really much of that internationally. Largely, the discussion was on the need for the United States of America to alter or to change its foreign policy, and that, of course, means its relationship with Israel and all of the various aggrandizements and things that we're doing in that hemisphere, but also in other places. We have a very serious flaw in our foreign policy because we're locked into this insane mindset of imperial aggrandizement and expansion. And these, I'm just sharing with you from the history of how this kind of governments usually fall. And anarchy plays a big part in all of this. So then just dropping down, let's go into their culture a little bit. I need to stay right where I'm at. Darius I in particular made efforts to train the young men of Persian birth in habits which would fit them for the soldierly life. So we can understand a little bit from that statement what we find in our public education system. For this, as I say repeatedly, America has a love affair with its balls, but that love affair didn't come spontaneously. That love affair has been inculcated, and it's perpetuated through the public school system, or we could say the public fool system, and the controlled media, where everyone's attention is on their balls. And it just does all, the only thing that's really different about it is how you desire to play with them. Okay? Rather crude, but it's accurate. Continuing, he sought to instill in the upper classes the virtues of austerity, loyalty, and honor, and to keep them from succumbing to luxury and vice. Well, there's a lot to that in our day, too. The idea it's not about having more, but about being more. Yesterday we talked about the new sustainable capitalism where philanthropy is to play a greater and greater role in that. It's not about having more, it's about being more in the 21st century at the upper echelons of the global financial elite. In the end, all of his efforts were in vain, for the Persians, no more than the Assyrians, could withstand the temptations of sudden power and wealth. And it's the same all of the time. You could say that for the Persians, no more than the Assyrians or the Americans, or the Brits, or the Germans, or the Dutch, or the Swiss, no more than the Assyrians can they withstand the temptations of sudden power and wealth. And we can see what's going down over the last 100 days as Barry the usurper gets his hands on the reins of power. The temptation of sudden power and wealth is overwhelming. Continuing. Most famous, okay, though I should continue, another of the conspicuous activities of the government was the construction of marvelous systems of roads, and you can see that we've done that. Our interstate highway system was built as a military conveyance network. And you know, we're now talking about Barry the usurper going back into this, and we're going to throw tremendous amount of resources at infrastructure development again as we go into this next phase of global imperialism. And this construction of roads was the best ever built before the time of the Romans, by the way. Most famous was the Royal Road, some 1,600 miles in length, which connected Susa near the Persian Gulf with the Sardis in Asia Minor. Amazing. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skin care, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monkey is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
And we've returned once again, and we just talked a little bit, just touched on this idea of building grand roads. You know, this is one of the things that the Persians did. There's a map in this book. It's unfortunate that I can't just drop these sorts of things into the chat room, but you could find out more about it. The Persian Empire under Darius, it basically, their dominion, their reign, covered everything from just south of... If you were just to bring a line straight south from the boot heel of Italy into northern Africa in Egypt and extend that all the way across to Bactria, it's the Indus River on the east, you'd be able to pick up everything in there south of the Caucasus Mountains, the Black Sea, south of the Caspian Sea, the Mediterranean Sea, all the way over to, again, the Indus River, which India, the Indus, which flows into the Arabian Sea. And the only area in all of this that was not under their dominion was Arabia. Huge, huge area. But they had a highway. They built the King's Highway, which stretched from Sardis in what was known then as Lydia, which is on the eastern shore of the Mediterranean Sea, all the way down to Susa, which was just north of the Persian Gulf. And here's a little description of this highway. So well kept was this highway that the king's messengers, traveling day and night, could cover its entire length in less than a week. Nearly every province was linked with one or another of the four Persian capitals, Susa, Persepolis, Babylon, and Ecbatana. Although they naturally contributed to the ease of trade, these highways were all built primarily to facilitate control over the outlying sections of the empire. And here we can look at this North American highway, the North American Union's highway, the Trans-Texas Corridor as it runs out all the way from Mexico all the way north through Kansas City and then on into Canada, the idea of the Yukon to Yucatan, you know, all of that stuff. Again, it's all built primarily to facilitate control over the outlying sections of the empire. Why we very carefully study our history. It gives us a window of understanding of what's happening around us today, unfortunately, because so many of the boneheads that are in power have either failed to know this information or they have studied it minutely and they're just simply replicating it. As I like to use the analogy of the small town football coach that only knows one play right up for the middle for 3 yards and to heck with the consequences. Continuing along here, the Persian culture, this is where we start to find out a little bit more about them. The culture of the Persians in the narrower sense of intellectual and artistic achievements was largely derived from that of the previous civilizations, and this happens repeatedly, where one a conqueror comes in to Germany, let's say, and takes power and control there, and then they just, you know, send out all the brain power through the Vatican rat lines, and they bring all of the technology and send it over to Russia through the Lend-Lease program and others, you know, and bring it over here and perfect the A-bomb on our soils, bringing all of Wernher von Braun and all those guys down over here, you know. This is the same repeating story. It just goes on and on throughout history. Their system of writing was originally the Babylon cuneiform, but in time they devised an alphabet of 39 letters based upon the alphabet of the Aramaeans, who traded within their borders. So we can see the Aramaic language coming into play at this time. This, again, is right in the 500 B.C. range, 400 to 500. So, continuing, they deserve credit for diffusing a knowledge of the Lydian coinage throughout many parts of Western Asia. It was the architecture of the Persians, however, which gave the most positive expression of the eclectic character of their culture. They copied the raised platform and the terraced building style, which had been so common in Babylonia and Assyria. They imitated also the winged bulls, the brilliantly colored glazed bricks, and other decorative motifs of Mesopotamian architecture. And then it continues and on. But a lot of this idea of these various and sundry, they look like chimeras, they look like, you know, man-beast things. Mostly these were depictions of what they visualized gods as looking like. And they would use these various symbologies to represent the power of certain leaders and certain peoples. The idea of putting a leader's head and upper torso on the body of a lion was to symbolize his strength, more so than to indicate that someone thought that he was lurking around in the woods with four legs and a tail. Anyway, continuing along again, if there was anything unique about Persian architecture, it was the fact that it was purely secular. The great Persian structures were not temples, but palaces. The most famous were the magnificent residences of Darius and Xerxes. So you can see we're starting to move slowly away from the idea of priest kings and these great temples, and we're moving into more of a metaphysical time period, a metaphysical stage of development. And there's a difference in all of that. It bears some, one of these days we'll go through that from Auguste Comte's point of view. Now let's go into the Zoroastrian religion because it's important to this discussion. By far, the most enduring influence left by the ancient Persians was that of their religion. Their system, and remember this, their architecture reflected a secular worldview, but their most enduring influence was their religion. Let's find out about it a little bit. And certainly we could go into a far greater detail, but again, one of the reasons why I value this book, and it just flew into my possession at a flea market for 40 or 50 cents. The reason why I'm sharing this is because it covers a lot. There's 1,083 pages in this, and this particular author seems to have done a very good job, a particularly good job, not only in the way that he writes, but in his selection of the materials and the way that he's styling this history. So the Zoroastrian religion, by far the most enduring influence left by the ancient Persians was that of their religion. Their system of faith was of ancient origin. It was already highly developed when they began their conquests. And so strong was its appeal, and so ripe were the conditions for its acceptance, that it spread through most of Western Asia. And as we continue in this study, we'll find that it even spread into Rome and into Italy, and was very influential in the Principate and other parts of the latter end of the Roman civilization. Very powerful and influential. Its doctrines turned other religions inside out, displacing beliefs which had been held for ages. the world outlook of nations to this day has been both uplifted and perverted by it. Influence continues to today. It turned the old religions upside down, inside out. It displaced their beliefs. Although the roots of this religion can be traced as far back as the 15th century BC, its real founder was Zoroaster. And Zoroaster is the corrupt Greek form of the Persian name Zarathustra. Thus spake Zarathustra, who appears to have lived about 100 years before the Persians established their empire. From him the religion derives its name of Zoroastrianism. And again, here we're dealing with an ism. And every time we find an ism, if we're very careful, we know that we're dealing, you almost inevitably are dealing with a belief system, although some words like aphorism don't apply there. Altruism certainly does. But when you find these words with an ism on the end of it, just like anarchism, a belief system, if we dig in just as we're doing here, we very likely will find not only their founder of this ism, but we can also find out something about the faith statement of this founder and this belief system. So the religion derives its name of Zoroastrianism from Zoroaster or Zarathustra. He seems to have conceived it to be his mission to purify the traditional beliefs of his people, to eradicate polytheism, animal sacrifice, and magic, and to establish their worship on a more spiritual and ethical plane. Very, very important. Here on this little home of philosophical radicalism, where we go in and we don't have any, I don't have any sacred cows. We don't bronze our bull around here. We look at everything and try and find the truth and the value in it. But again, it was to eradicate polytheism, animal sacrifice, and magic, and to establish their worship on a more spiritual and ethical plane, that the movement he led was the natural accompaniment of the transition to a more civilized agricultural existence is revealed in his teachings of a reverence for the cow and in his prescription of cultivation of the soil as a sacred duty. We'll pick it up on the other side in the second hour. If you're leaving us, thank you for joining us. If you're staying with us, just stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Of the 3 million+ edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And right on time, just the way the weather forecast predicted at 10 o'clock, the clouds would break and the day would come back. And yes, indeed, the sun is beginning to shine over Missouri. Once again, it's time for a Show Me Showdown. Welcome back to our Friday, May the 8th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local as we begin the second hour coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Robertson. In the first hour of today's broadcast, foregoing the financial news and under the threat of severe storm, you know, severe thunderstorm watch. Well, we know that it's not a thunderstorm, it's lightning, or it's not, you know. Thunder is the noise that lightning makes, and I don't know why they call it thunderstorms. It's just more obfuscatory linguistics. I don't understand it. Nevertheless, in the first hour, we went into this idea here. We're proceeding through a study of anarchy and anarchism, and we find ourselves up to our necks in the ancient Persian civilization, trying to make sense of Darius and his various works, and Cyrus and his various works, and this transition from a time of priest kings, so to speak, and a theological period of polytheistic belief systems, and we're now up at about 500 BC, going 400 BC, and we're starting to transform religion. And Darius and his architecture and all that emulated a secular existence as opposed to a divine existence. Their architecture was secular. But we just started in, and I'm going to just repeat a little bit for those of you that have just joined us, that Zoroastrianism had a profound change. It was a profound change in belief systems of the time, and it was long-lived, perhaps all the way to today. It influenced many people. It upset some old apple carts. And it's part of the reason, perhaps, why we're still trying to stomp the Near East out of existence so that we don't shake up the foundations of the guy that wears the fish hat and others. Let's go into this a little bit more. Again, Zoroaster, he seemed to have conceived that it was his mission to purify the traditional beliefs of his people, to eradicate polytheism, animal sacrifice, and magic, to establish their worship on a more spiritual and ethical plane. You can see how frightening this would be, and how it would be resisted, and how it could be the meat, if you will, for war. You're busting up people's, you know, you're breaking up their gilded bull. And they didn't like that then, and they don't like it today. There's a lot of half-truths and mistruths and misinformation and disinformation out there that rest upon these various and sundry mythologies that have been advanced for 2,000 years. And they're willing to almost exterminate entire populations to protect the hegemony of these belief systems. In many respects, Zoroastrianism had a character unique among the religions of the world up to that time. First of all, it was dualistic, not monistic, like the Sumerian and the Babylonian religions, in which the same gods were capable of both good and evil. Nor did it make any pretensions to monotheism, or belief in a single divinity, as did the late Egyptian and Hebrew religions. Two great deities ruled over the universe. One, Ahura Mazda. Did you drive a Mazda lately? He was supremely good and incapable of any wickedness. We'll pick it up on the other side and find out who the evil one was. Stay with me.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic food,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
Meine Entlogen haben Mutheim und nicht mit Speck oder gar mit Feigheit damit sollen.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Okay, and we are back again right here. And for those of you that are just joining us, this is our live Friday, May the 8th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. I have a little website out there, vocallocal.org. You might want to check that out again. My name is William Roberts. We're into I think this is going to be edition number 11 of a study on anarchy and anarchism, trying to relate all of these early civilizations in with the current events today so that we get a better idea of this, getting a better understanding of just what is anarchy and why and how did it come about, all of that. And in this study, we find that cultures and tribes and tongues and creeds and civilizations and religions and all have much to do with that. There are different ways of perceiving the existence on the spaceship planet Earth. And there are some that would like to ruin our holiday here on this vacation planet, and then there are some of us who would like to be allowed to enjoy the blessings of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness on this most magnificent and glorious of a vacation planet. And so there has been a long-held dispute over many things. One of them definitely is this jealous stranglehold over the beliefs of man based upon religions, belief systems, isms. And we're talking about Zoroastrianism in this section as we look at the ancient Persian civilizations. And we find here, again, in many respects, that Zoroastrianism had a character unique among the religions of the world up to that time. First of all, it was dualistic, not monistic like the Sumerian and the Babylonian religions, in which the same gods were capable of both good and evil. And you'll find that even in the Bible, in the Old Testament, in the Torah, in the Tanakh. So there's a difference here. And then we're going to find there was a blurring or a blending of these belief systems that followed Zoroastrianism. Let's continue. Nor did it make any pretensions to monotheism, and we found that with the Amen, Amen, Hotep, and others, Tutankhamen, the Egyptians, the monotheists of their day. Two great deities ruled over the universe, one Ahura Mazda, Mazda cars, Ahura Mazda, the good car, supremely good and incapable of any wickedness. Ahura Mazda embodied the principles of light, truth, and righteousness. The other, Ahriman, treacherous and malignant, presided over the forces of darkness and evil. What is this about light and dark that has found its way into all of these beliefs and superstitions? What is it about this idea of light and dark that may have been confused in the mind of man by the various priest kings and priest rulers? You know, one of the most incredible things is the combination of the sense of sight with the size of the earth, its distance from the sun, the fact that it revolves on its axis, and that once every 24 hours, because of the various ways that shadows are formed, cones of darkness are formed, once every 24 hours, the earth revolves around where its face, if you will, where you happen to be standing, is directly away from the sun. And you are in a cone of darkness, the darkest point of the night, for instance. And if you have good sight, you can look out into and see a vast portion of the universe with your eyesight that you cannot perceive or relate to during the day. It's only because we are of, you know, 5'10 or 5' whatever. It's only because we have the eyes to see and the mind that can perceive it and a heart, so to speak, that can believe it, that we can look out into the darkness of a deep dark night or even a eclipse night, and we can see the incredible magnitude and, if you will, glory of creation. Without the sense of sight, you don't have that opportunity. You have to hear it from others and take it on faith that it exists. The priests understood that. But why was a fear of darkness inculcated when the greatest glory of all is the dead of night, midnight, if you will, looking out at the incredible creation that we're a part of? I've never been able to understand that. But anyway, the Brotherhood of Darkness continues, so let's go on along further here. So we have Ahura Mazda and we have Ahriman. One embodies the principles of light, truth, and righteousness. How can you equate truth and lie or truth and error with light and dark? That one escapes me as well, I'm sorry. But continuing, the two were engaged in a desperate struggle for supremacy. Although they were about evenly matched in strength, the god of light would eventually triumph and the world would be saved from the powers of darkness. We talk about space travel, going to the moon and so on and so forth. You know, if it weren't for the shade afforded by the planet Earth at that time of inside that cone of darkness, you wouldn't be able to guide yourself through the heavens, the celestial bodies, as the mariners were able to guide themselves across the seas by reading the stars at night. As soon as you go up out into outer space, and I'm not talking about all of these near-Earth orbits that all of our quote-unquote space program is locked into because they have a great difficulty penetrating the thermosphere, and as some say, the Van Allen radiation belts, the thermosphere does it for me. But nevertheless, once you penetrate that and you get up away from the planet Earth and you get out there, it's light all the time and very bright light all the time without any of the filters that are provided and afforded to us by our atmosphere. It's just the light, bright light of day. Look at the moon at night. I did when I was a child. I had a little Gilbert's telescope, and I would study the moon at night. And everyone said things like, oh, it's made out of cheese. No, it wasn't made out of cheese. I could look at that, and I just knew it would look exactly like the ashes in the wood stove, burnt to a crisp with no protection from the sun. Anyway, we'll continue here. In the second place, Zoroastrianism was an eschatological religion. Eschatology is the doctrine of last or final things. It includes such ideas as the coming of a Messiah, the resurrection of the dead, a last judgment, and the translation of the redeemed into a paradise eternal. According to the Zoroastrian belief, the world would endure for 12,000 years. At the end of 9,000 years, the second coming of Zoroaster would occur as a sign of a promise of the ultimate redemption of the good. Sound familiar? We'll be right back.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home for the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information, is only a page away.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skin care, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, "Information is the currency of democracy." Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book, exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
And we're back. I'm sorry. That one slipped right by me. It seems. Yes, I did. I missed that one. I apologize. I'm sorry. Anyway, let's go on. Dead air is no good on radio. Let's go back into this again, and we'll continue. Listen to these similarities now. Zoroastrianism includes such ideas as the coming of a Messiah, the resurrection of the dead, a last judgment, and the translation of the redeemed into a paradise eternal. According to the Zoroastrian belief, the world would endure for 12,000 years. At the end of 9,000 years, the second coming of Zoroaster would occur as a sign and a promise of the ultimate redemption of the good, and this would be followed in due course by the miraculous birth of a Sao-Shant, or the Messiah, whose work would be the perfection of the good as a preparation for the end of the world. Finally, the last great day would arrive when Ahura Mazda would overpower Ahriman and cast him down into the abyss. The dead would then be raised from their graves to be judged according to their deserts. The righteous would enter into immediate bliss, while the wicked would be sentenced to the flames of hell. First time of the use of that word here. Ultimately, though, all would be saved, for the Persian hell, unlike the Christian, did not last forever. From what has been said already, the inference will readily be drawn that the Zoroastrian religion was definitely an ethical one. Although it contains suggestions of predestination, or the Calvinists, of the election of some from all eternity to be saved, in the main it rested upon the assumption that men possessed free will, and that they were free to sin or not to sin, and that they would be rewarded or punished in the afterlife in accordance with their conduct on earth. Their virtues commended by the religion made an imposing list. And it gets even more involved. Some were obviously of economic or political origin. Diligence, the keeping of contracts, obedience to rulers, the begetting of numerous offspring, and tilling the soil. Here's a quote, parenthetically. He who sows corn sows holiness. He who sows corn sows holiness, close quote, close parenthesis. Others had a broader significance. Ahura Mazda commanded that men should be truthful, and that they should love and help one another to the best of their power, that they should befriend the poor, and practiced hospitality. The essence of these great broader virtues were perhaps expressed in another of the God's decrees. Quote, whosoever shall give meat to one of the faithful, he shall go to paradise. Close quote. The forms of conduct forbidden were sufficiently numerous and varied to cover the whole list of the seven cardinal sins of medieval Christianity, and a great more. Pride, gluttony, sloth, covetousness, wrathfulness, lust, adultery, abortion, slander, and waste were among the more typical sins. The taking of interest on loans to others of the same faith was described as the worst of sins, quote unquote. So similar to the Hebrew stories. And the accumulation of riches were strongly discountenanced. The restraints which men were to practice included also a kind of negative golden rule. Here's a quote. That nature alone is good, which shall not do unto another whatever is not good for its own self. Close quote. Curiously reminiscent of another verse. It is pertinent to add that the original Zoroastrianism condemned the ascetic way of life, priesthood, self-inflicted suffering, fasting, and even excessive grief were prohibited on the ground that they injured both body and mind and rendered human beings unfit for duties of agriculture and the begetting of children. Temperance, rather than complete abstinence, was the traditional Persian ideal. Zoroastrianism is especially significant because it was a revealed religion. Oh my. Bible students take note. Apparently, the first of its type in the history of the Western world, its followers were believed to be the exclusive possessors of truth, not because they were wiser than other men, but because they shared the secrets of the God. As members of his substance, they automatically partook of his wisdom. Not in its entirety, of course, but certain portions of it. The truth which they possessed was therefore occult or hidden. It could not be deduced by logic or discovered by investigation. Part of it was in the form of sacred writings, the Avesta or the Zendavesta, the Avesta, believed to have been sent down from heaven. But much of it consisted of an oral revelation revealed by Zoroaster from Mazda and transmitted to his disciples. Contrary to the general opinion, revealed religions have not been so common in the Western world. The Egyptians had no Bible or any other word of God, capital W, capital G, and neither did the Mesopotamian nations. Likewise, the religions of Greece and Rome rested upon no capital T truth vouchsafed by their gods. Zoroastrianism, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam are the only faiths, with possible exceptions of Hinduism, which have had divine revelation as one of their essential elements. Without doubt, this has been a factor augmenting their strength, but it has accounted in some measure also for their dogmatism and intolerance. Very interesting. Finding books like this for 40 or 50 cents and then taking the time to read them is a great pleasure to me. So many people have been led into this idea that you need to have a college degree in order to facilitate life on planet Earth, or that you need to go into massive debt to send your children off to these indoctrination camps, when plenty of valuable material is available in all of the great works extant today, and many of them can be found for pennies at flea markets, cast away in this electronic age we live in today. Let's continue a little bit. The mystical and otherworldly heritage from Persia. The religion of the Persians, as taught by Zoroaster, did not long continue in its original state. It was corrupted, first of all, by the persistence of primitive superstitions of magic and priestcraft. I'll say that again. The religion of the Persians, as taught by Zoroaster, did not long continue in its original state. Could we take the same words and say this, that the religions of the Christians, as taught by Christ, did not long continue in its original state? Both of those sentences are absolutely true. Here, continuing, it was corrupted, first of all, by the persistence of primitive superstitions, of magic, and priestcraft. Equally true. Let's continue. The farther the religion spread, the more of these relics of barbarism were engrafted upon it. As the years passed, additional modification resulted from the influence of alien faiths. And we'll find that when we finally get to Rome and the Roman Catholic Church.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic food,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
All right, so we have a question in the chat room, continuing along the same line, in regards to whether there was knowledge and mystery, if you will, or magic that existed prior to these various and sundry creations of man, these various inventions of gods and religions and systems of living. And I would have to say absolutely. The presence or the knowledge that it was a long time in coming before we actually started to have things written down ought to give us the window into a long period of time where everything was passed along orally. And so whether or not it's possible, or whether it was ever given for us to know how we came to exist on this planet, that information has either been withdrawn assiduously, scrubbed, or never known. And there are examples just within the last few years of how this scrubbing goes down. We saw it in Iraq again. When Jorge Bush and company went in to Iraq, they beelined for the museums. And it grieves me to hear of that. And the idea of spreading this depleted uranium over the sands of what could be the most profound window of opportunity of finding more about our past, it irritates me and aggravates me and infuriates me to no end. I love this kind of stuff, these old histories and whatnot. And when I read the account of the burning of the Library of Philadelphia, Alexander's Library, and the other libraries. Several times we've had these things happen. Nineveh, these libraries where the various rulers have wanted to bring together the knowledge of the world. You know, the Smithsonian Institute, you know, Oxford, Christchurch, the Vatican archives and libraries and catacombs, and bringing this information in. But then to lock it up and keep it from the mind of the people, or to destroy it in a ignorant barbarian invasion, for instance. These are the things, these are the great blots on history. Yes, I'm confident. There was a lot of knowledge, there is a lot of knowledge that's out there that we're not aware of. The Bible and preachers teach it was not given for us to know. It's on a need-to-know basis. But I'm here to say that if you'll continue to dig, and if you listen and you go about things somewhat following this process that I've laid out for you, where we get some idea that comes to mind, and then we hit the encyclopedias. First we go to the dictionaries and we hammer the heck out of that word in all of the dictionaries that we can, and we trace and track out all of the various roots. It's the study or the science of philology. And then we proceed from there into the encyclopedias, largely because it gives us big, big pictures, broad brush, simplistic, concise ideas. And then we take that out and go beyond. For instance, these kind of textbooks. Or you can go into the various authors. And in this particular textbook here, at the end of this chapter, we're very nearly done with the Persians, but we go into some books listed. Several times I've been asked to provide a bibliography. Well, what would be the books I should read? As if I was some kind of an academic. And I'm not. I'm an amateur historian, an amateur broadcaster. I have no professional training in any of this. This is just something that is incredible to me, and so I follow it. But anyway, here's a list of selected readings if you want to know more. This is where the author looked. His source materials for this was James Darmister, the Zen Avesta, Sacred Books of the East, Volume 3, Hertzler, J.O., The Social Thought of the Ancient Civilizations, pages 149 through 168. But then in selected readings, he gives a longer list. Cambridge, Ancient History, Volume 4, Cumont, Franz, The Mysteries of Mithra, Chicago, 1903, a thorough analysis, he says, interestingly presented. M.N. Dahlia, History of Zoroastrianism, New York, 1938, a scholarly and balanced account. D.G. Hogarth, The Ancient East, New York, 1915. C.I. Hewart, Ancient Persia and Iranian Civilizations, New York, 1927, a standard work but limited in its coverage, the author wrote. A.W.W. Jackson, Zoroaster, The Prophet of Ancient Iran, New York, 1928. And it continues. There's a list here. And so these then are the books that you go up on Alibri and other places, the antiquarian bookshops. And when they pique your imagination, or you've come across these various authors or these titles in other works, encyclopedias and other works, then these are the ones that I go after. And I don't care how much I have to spend to get my hands on a copy of it. I'll take a book for 40 cents or a box for a dollar at a flea market or an auction. But I'm not averse to paying $100 to get a gemstone to add to my library either. You follow? So we continue. Out of this synthesis gradually emerged a profusion of cults. And you have to ask Christianity into these profusions of cults. Alike in their basic dogmas, but according to them different emphasis. The oldest of these cults was Mithraism, deriving its name from Mithras, the chief lieutenant of Mazda in the struggle against the powers of evil. At first only a minor deity in the religion of Zoroastrianism, Mithras finally won recognition in the hearts of many of the Persians as the god most deserving of worship. The reason for this change was probably the emotional appeal made by the incidents of his career. He was believed to have been born of a rock in the presence of a small group of shepherds, who brought him gifts in token of their reverence for his great mission on earth. Sounds familiar? He then proceeded to subdue all the living creatures around them, taming many of them and rendering them useful to man, as Adam named all of the animals. The better to accomplish his purpose, he entered into a compact with the sun, obtaining warmth and light that agriculture might flourish. But the most important of his exploits was the capture of the divine bull. And we have a lot of tacos these days who have captured the divine bull and profit from it. Seizing the animal by the horns, he struggled desperately until he had forced him into a cave, where in obedience to a command from the sun, he slew him. From the blood and flesh of the bull came all manner of herb, grain, and other plants valuable to man. No sooner had these things been accomplished than Ahriman produced a drought on the earth, but Mithra thrust his spear into a rock, and the waters gushed forth. Funny. Seems like Abraham pulled that one too. Mithra thrust his spear into a rock, and the waters gushed forth. Next, the god of evil sent a flood. But Mithras caused an ark to be built to permit the escape of one man with his flocks. Finally, his work accomplished, Mithras ate a sacramental meal with the sun and ascended into heaven. Ate a sacramental meal with the sun and ascended into heaven. In due time, he would return and bestow immortality upon all of the faithful. The ritual of Mithraism was both elaborate and significant, in that it included a complicated initiation ceremony of 7 stages or degrees. The degrees of these mystery cults. The last of which cemented a mystic fellowship with the god. Prolonged self-denial and laceration of the flesh were necessary accomplishments of this initiation process. Admission to full membership in the cult entitled one to participate in the sacraments, the most important of which were baptism and a sacred meal of bread, water, and possibly wine. Omni Domini Pasta. Still observances included a lustration, which was ceremonial cleansing with holy water, the burning of incense, chanting sacred music, and the keeping of sacred days. Of the last, Sunday and the 25th of December were the specific examples. In imitation of the Chaldean Austral religion, each day of the week was dedicated to a celestial body. Would that be Monday, Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Since the sun, as the giver of the light and the faithful ally of Mithras, was the most important of these bodies, his day was naturally the most sacred, and we begin our weeks with Sunday. We'll be back. Things just don't seem to change.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor. Absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
And we returned once again here on Become Vocal Local, the last segment of today's two-hour broadcast. These do go by rather quickly when we get into these kind of discussions, you know, but nevertheless, and we won't have time to finish this particular section. I will continue it again, hopefully on Monday. But I'm not bringing this out necessarily to bust up people's belief systems, because part of this study is to understand how very important it is for us to have these belief systems. Doing without it, we can see time and time again throughout history that when these conquerors came in and altered the way of life of the conquered, their whole culture just collapses. Civilizations just evaporate. And so we've had a conscious drive for over 500 years to bring us into this collapse that we find ourselves in now. And we need to find this internal, you know, intestinal fortitude to withstand this, lest you want to just collapse as a culture, tongues, tribes, and creeds, and allow ourselves to be shaped and molded by those that stand behind the curtain once again. The more often we can do this etch-a-sketch routine on cultures and tongues and tribes and creeds, the more we can come in and upset economies and systems of government, the more solidly you can congregate or acquire or concentrate, is the word I want, to concentrate power in the hands of fewer and fewer men. Unfortunately, the one that's being rolled out now, this global empire, is one from which there can be no hope for escape. And I hope you get the meaning of that. Once we go into this box canyon and start to go down the path of a global system, there's no escape. There's not going to be someone coming out of the southern hemisphere and charging in with all of their people and overthrowing a decrepit nation. That's going to be old school thinking. The new school is that there will be no choice. There will be no redress of grievance. There will be no pesky constitutions or need for elaborate systems of law or adjudication or justice. And so we are in a defining moment in history. And while we still can and yet may, I advocate that we get very busy right where we are and begin doing something to stop this madness and to block this global agenda as it transitions from global to local. Not that we're going to be able to change the world from my little corner of Missouri, but that it is happening simultaneously in all of the 177,000 plus voting precincts across America, in all of the 3,066 counties across America, of which 33 are city states or metro regions, and not with some leader that can get knocked off in the middle of the night or at 5 o'clock in the morning and then the whole thing collapses, but individuals taking action right where they are. And certainly the expansion of our micro-broadcasting capacity so that we can rally round as many people as possible to this movement as possible in the least amount of time. We have very little time. Anything and everything you can do, now is the time to do it. We got caught in this paralysis of analysis in the post-9/11 world, where we tried to do the impossible. We were trying to solve crimes that should best and perhaps ought have been taken care of in a court of law, not by people on street corners with bullhorns. We've wasted 7 years, and we need to move quickly. 2010 will be upon us very, very soon. And yes, I don't believe, I do not believe that this is fait accompli. We're, the global East have running a crapshoot. Their little rabbit is running as fast as its little legs can pump across the grass. They're hoping they're going to get to the finish line before they get taken down. These systems have been tried time and time again, but they have never been so powerfully arrayed as they are today. As they say, it ain't over till the fat lady sings, and she's still putting the talcum powder on her breasts, and she hasn't put on her brass brassiere yet. They're getting close. The curtain could rise at any moment. But we still have time, and while we have time, we need to make hay while the sun is shining. We need to strike while that iron is hot, while we have a heavy hammer and the anvil is still, you know, at our waist. There are things that we can do. I encourage everybody to look at the election calendar for your area. It's these local elections that are so vitally important, and they're going for want. It would be so easy for you to create, as Mike Chambers says, an island of freedom right where you are, just simply by taking charge and taking control of your local government. And if you can organize yourself along the lines of precincts, you could actually gain the upper hand in your county's established two-party political systems, Socialist Party A, Socialist Party E, the Radical Red Republicans and the O2 Communistic Democrats. Not to develop a career in politics, but to wrest control from the maniacal twins. I would like to see a time very soon in the United States of America where we could abolish the established two-party political system. I believe that we have gone far enough with our electronic technology that we no longer need the intermediary of a political party system in order to conduct a representative system of government. And I'm not so ignorant or deceived as to think we're going to be able to move into the 21st century sans government. It takes a lot of work, and it takes a lot of coordinated work to be able to keep our system alive. This is not something that people can just do spontaneously. Where would you get your bananas? We're a long, long ways from being self-reliant. We are so far down this rabbit hole that even the provision of food is very questionable. Water is very questionable. Energy is questionable. Finding parts to repair automobiles and plows and tractors is questionable. Ammunition, and especially the brass and the primers, is becoming more questionable by the day. There are things that we can be doing, but if what we're doing is marking time and letting the time slide by and letting the calendar pages flip, we may be selling our birthright for a bowl of porridge. Now you can go that route. But what's the downside of an investment like that? We can invest our time as wisely as possible and make the most out of this last opportunity for freedom that exists. Or we can just be slaves, subject to whatever new culture or civilization that is developed for us by the same intergenerational breed of these archons that have ruled for the last 3,500 or 4,000 years. These are the things that I think about during the day. Maybe they'll be worthy for you to think about over the weekend. Anyway, we'll be back again on Monday. Thank you for listening, and do have a good weekend. Good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, "Information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today." Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance that helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book, exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
History will always remember those who strongly fought. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Long live the revolution.